Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Really quick potty because the news on Payne Haas has just broken. It's been broken by Michael Chammas, so not completely confirmed yet. Fox League obviously reporting it too now, so really interesting one. I found it interesting that as soon as this broke, as soon as it came out with Chammas, within 2 minutes, the Brisbane Broncos, they uploaded a picture of Payne Haas, which you can see on my Instagram post there on their story from today's training. I can confirm that he was at Brisbane Broncos training today, so a bit happening here, a very, very interesting one with Payne Haas. It's been a worry that he would leave the Broncos. There's been a lot of talk about a lot of other clubs that have been interested in him, and you could understand it. Maybe him making a move at the end of this year, but an immediate release. Wow, crazy. I mean, I would not have seen this coming in any way, shape, or form, especially with how the Broncos are going. I mean, they've now won, what, 5 games on the trot. It's the best the Broncos have been going for the last 3 years, and this is the moment that Payne Haas and his management decide to go for the immediate release. It is a huge play, and it makes you think, where could he be going? Now, you know, it's sort of similar to the Matt Lodge situation, to be honest with you, but it's interesting that it's midway through the season and that obviously he's got a future in our game. He's got a huge future in our game. He's the best prop forward in rugby league. He's one of the best players in our game. There's a number of clubs that could really do with a Payne Haas. In fact, I would argue there isn't a club that couldn't do with Payne Haas. It might fuck your salary cap, but every club would be better by having Payne Haas. He is the best front row forward in rugby league. An incredible day for the Brisbane Broncos. This could be catastrophic for them moving forward. This could be the worst thing that could happen to them in quite some time, especially off the back of signing Adam Reynolds and how positive everything looked. For Payne Haas to walk out, crazy. What does this mean for State of Origin? I mean, he could get picked for State of Origin without a club, depending on where he lands. Are the Broncos, do they now put him out every single weekend? What do we do with our Supercoach teams if you've got Payne Haas? This is fucking wild. Unbelievable how this is playing out. We'll have a look at some options of where he could go. So similar to Matt Lodge's situation last week, obviously played the same position. I think that every single team would be crazy not to see if they can convince Matt Lodge to come there. It's all going to come down to dollars and cents, realistically, and how much teams want to fuck their salary cap to get a Payne Haas into their system. I don't know what his contract situation is for the Brisbane Broncos, to be perfectly honest with you, but he must have somewhere that he would consider going, or somewhere he's got in mind, or a conversation that he's had somewhere. Bizarre situation. You would have to assume he does play rugby league with State of Origin just around the corner. Can't see him taking 6 months off or something wild like that. So let's have a look at some options. Now, it's been spoken about for a long time that the Sydney Roosters have always been very keen on Matt Lodge. I think this would be a sensational get for the Sydney Roosters. It'd be a great get for all teams, do not get me wrong, but I really think through the middle, they are lacking at the moment. If they were to add a Payne Haas, good God, it could be anything. Can they afford him? I don't know. Is Payne Haas willing to take a bit of a pay cut to go to the Roosters? Is it a back-ended sort of thing? I mean, there could be a lot of dominoes to fall here. The Roosters, they could release guys. We know that they are relentless. If a guy like Payne Haas has the potential to arrive at their club, they will do whatever it takes to move him on. They will cut ties with guys. They will ruin friendships, whatever it is. The Chooks, they are ruthless like this, and they probably need something at the moment to help them out through the middle. That's where I think they're really struggling. And Payne Haas, he could be a huge needle mover for the Sydney Roosters, and I'm sure they would find money over the next few years for him as well. The West Tigers, now we saw that they released McKaylee during the week. I sort of thought potentially they were clearing a spot for Matt Lodge. Could he end up at the West Tigers? I mean, as crazy as it sounds, he's played Australian schoolboys over the last years. That's where Tim Sheens has been involved. We've seen we've seen him sign a number of very talented guys that have seemingly been out of the grasp of the West Tigers over the last few months in Api Kurisau, Isaiah Papali'i. Could he end up at the West Tigers? I mean, fuck, I wouldn't rule it out. Crazy. That'd be a huge get for the West Tigers. That would be massive. The team that interests me the most, though, it's probably the Melbourne Storm. They are obviously lacking middles. They've got Christian Welsh injured. Nelson's out at the moment. They're lacking middles in general. They're going to have a bit of money to spend next year, especially if they let go of Cameron Munster. This could cause a domino effect where they let go of Munster early to sign a Payne Haas, for example. Brandon Smith's leaving as well. I mean, fuck the Melbourne Storm. Imagine if Craig Bellamy was able to get his hands on Payne Haas. History tells us that the Melbourne Storm don't tend to go out and sign just absolute superstars. They tend to generate these sort of talents, but they've already signed Xavier Coates from the Brisbane Broncos. I don't know, has Payne Haas and him been in contact? Could this be on for him to go to Melbourne? If so, fuck, all of a sudden the Melbourne Storm, they could really challenge the Penrith Panthers this year. I already think that they could have potentially, but wow, just crazy if he ends up down there. The Manly Seagulls, we've seen this week that Marty Taupau has seemingly disappeared off their team list. Nothing has been said about him. He had COVID a couple of weeks ago, so you would have to assume he doesn't have it again. He's not in their top 25 anywhere. I haven't heard anything about Marty Taupau this week and where what's happening with him or whatever. But, you know, we saw that Matt Lodge, he was looking around at houses in Manly last week, reportedly, if that's true or not. You know, you can make up your own mind there. I mean, I wonder if they were looking at the Manly Seagulls and I wonder if the Manly Seagulls were looking at Lodge and all of a sudden now Payne Haas is on the market. Maybe they've got a phone call there. There could be so many things here. The other one, and the most interesting one, it is very strange for the New Zealand Warriors to release Matt Lodge. I thought that was an odd one at the time that it happened. Adam Fanua-Blake, he looks like he's out for a number of weeks now. The New Zealand Warriors, could this be a landing spot for Payne Haas? We've got to consider that the New Zealand Warriors, they're not in New Zealand at the moment. They're at Redcliffe. They're just down the road from the Brisbane Broncos. Could this be a move for Payne Haas? Would they now maybe have some money to splash on him? He was on, Matt Lodge was obviously on pretty good coin at the New Zealand Warriors. You know, fuck, could this be a move? They've now lost Ewan Aitken heading into next year. They've lost him too. So they've got Aitken money and they've got Matt Lodge money. Could they move this to a Payne Haas and make a big play with him? Imagine them running out with Payne Haas and Adam Fanua-Blake. It could be absolutely anything. Just a couple of options I've thrown out there. This is a huge loss for the Broncos if this is true, and if this does happen, this is monumental for Brisbane. This is an absolute catastrophe for them. He is one of their best players they've had in a very long time. Adam Reynolds has hit the mark over the last few weeks. He's been incredible. But Payne Haas, he's been the best front rower in rugby league for 2 or 3 years, and the Brisbane Broncos, they have a history of having an unbelievable a stack of front rowers throughout their time. You know, the Broncos, I haven't seen yet, but I would assume they will deny this request, which means that he will probably play the Gold Coast Titans this weekend. I believe it's tomorrow night against Little Brother. Just crazy scenes, but what does this mean for Brisbane moving forward? Their relationship with Payne Haas, if he's made it clear that he wants to leave and it's out in the media that he doesn't want to be there or he wants to be somewhere else, this could be carnage. And look, guys, this entire podcast, all speculation, complete and utter speculation. This is all just me talking off the dome, looking at what I've seen across social media and from Chamis and all this stuff. But, I mean, wow, what it just, it's such a bizarre thing to happen. I cannot even fathom it. For the Brisbane Broncos to then upload something on their Instagram within moments of that happening is another really interesting part to this story. Just, I mean, that sort of says to me they're letting fans know that he was there this morning, he was at training. I mean, this is just wild. Just going to have a look at the Broncos page to see if he is still appearing on their Instagram page, which, yeah, seemingly he is. Interesting one there. Wow. good God, what a loss for the Brisbane Broncos this would be. Obviously, Supercoach teams, this could hurt a lot. He might not play for a couple of weeks. It might take him a little bit of time to find a new home. How does this impact him for Origin? So many aspects to look at. You then look at the Brisbane Broncos. Who are the big winners there? Paddy Carrigan, Tom Flegler. In your deep leagues, you're probably looking at Paliasia, Corey Jensen. Your draft leagues, they could step up into more minutes playing a role there. Kobe Hetherington as well, potentially. This is crazy, and this is one that I did not see coming at all, especially with their game tomorrow night against the Gold Coast Titans, and seemingly him being at Brisbane Broncos training this morning and them, you know, obviously not noticing anything enough to put him up on the Instagram story and everything. Just wild. I haven't seen what the Brisbane Broncos have done yet. I'm just going to get their website up and see if there is an official statement there as it stands right now, but I haven't seen anything yet.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Payne Haas, if he leaves the Broncos, wow, just unbelievable. This would be crazy. Let's have a look. Broncos star Payne Haas demands immediate release over contract saga. Payne Haas has reportedly demanded immediate release from the Broncos, unhappy at how contract negotiations have played out. Payne Haas reportedly demanded immediate release from the Broncos. Sydney Morning Herald reports Brisbane has denied the request, which came on Wednesday night following a breakdown in contract negotiations with the club. It is unknown whether Haas will line up against the Titans on Friday night. Wow. The prop is contracted with the Broncos until the end of 2024 on a deal reportedly worth $750,000 in 2022 and $800,000 a season in the final 2 years. However, there have been numerous reports in recent months Haas is unhappy with his current arrangement and believes he deserves more money than what was agreed to by his former manager. Serious NRL pundits believe Haas could command $1 million a year on the open market, with the young gun establishing himself as arguably the club's best player and one of the most dominant front rowers in the competition. At just 22, Haas has already played 7 State of Origin games for New South Wales and represented Australia in 2 tests. Unbelievable. This will be crazy to see where this all ends up. Even though the Broncos have denied it, will he line up tomorrow night? Will he want to line up tomorrow night for the Brisbane Broncos? Do the Broncos, I mean, he's a great player. He's a champion player. The one thing that I would say to the Broncos is that he's obviously playing for a State of Origin jersey. So you would have to assume that he has a red-hot crack in this game. But, I mean, does he want to play that? Does he put his contract and his future ahead of State of Origin in the next 2 to 3 weeks? I don't know. This is going to be wild to watch. Michael Chamis has dropped an absolute bombshell on us here. It obviously is true if the Broncos have come out, but they have obviously denied it. So, fuck, wild times. Stay tuned to this story over the next few days. It's going to be very interesting to see if he runs out tomorrow night as well. Always something happening in rugby league. It never ever disappoints us, and this is another absolute cracker. Be very interested to see what Kempy thinks of this one on Monday on Bloke in a Bar. Obviously devastating for all Broncos fans to potentially be losing Payne Haas, or even for him to not want to be there. Wild shit going on today in the NRL.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.